clearing up misconceptions. There is this Jewish tool called Christian identity. Like other Jewish programs, such as the Christian religion, this element takes hold readily and firmly in the minds of those with lesser intelligence. The ADL, Anti-Defamation League, further plays the game of creating mock enemies and wars to confuse those who have already fallen for this shit. Aryan nations and other organizations who are either cooperating or working with the ADL, or just plain stupid and taken in by their Jesus scam, are given plenty of publicity and notoriety on the ADL and other Jewish websites, documentaries, books, and so forth. What this does, it reinforces the lies and draws more vulnerable people to these organizations who preach Christianity, advocate going underground, or heading for the hills to hide out in some commune. Okay, for those with double-digit IQs who fall for this Jewish strategy, which is very clever, going underground accomplishes much in damning not only ourselves, but our entire agenda and race. First off, people who go underground are doing a great service for and are a terrific help to the Jews and their agenda. Underground is not being seen or heard from. They hide. This greatly helps the Jewish press and media. They can dictate anything they please about Nazism, Satanism, anything Gentile, and they have no competition whatsoever. The Catholic Church, after mass murdering millions upon millions of innocent human beings, mostly of whom were white, freely force-fed lies for centuries with no confrontation or opposition whatsoever. Not seen, not heard, and the enemy openly advances without being impeded in any way. Heading for the hills and hiding out in a commune such as the now-defunct Aryan Nations is also a great help. Any buzzard-brained idiot who thinks the Jews and the Zionist-occupied government doesn't keep tabs on these places has their head up their ass. That's right, run for the hills, hide out, stockpile arms, and a huge cache of weapons, and wait for the big race war, and let her rip. I don't think so. Again, these people are taking in on another scam. Big Brother knows exactly where they are, their approximate strength and number, and given their vulnerability, most of these places have their Jewish infiltrators. Wait it out. They know where they are, and when the time comes, the National Guard or whatever can march right in, gas them out, and kill them all while everyone in the cities where these people should be are being destroyed because they do not know what is really happening and those who have an idea are hiding in the hills. Our people who are dedicated should be educating our race about what is going on and organizing them, not hiding under a rock or dugout in the hills. Keeping our people small in numbers, advocating us being not heard from or seen, and this helps the enemy more than anyone could imagine. I want to interject something here. If you look at the history of India, you know, the Muslims, all they do is butcher and slaughter everybody, and they're a huge tool, the Jews. I mean, they're just being used to kill everybody that doesn't go along with the Jewish agenda. In India, during certain periods, all the Buddhists were just slaughtered, butchered, and murdered, and the reason for that was because they had temples. Hinduism survived because the Hindus during those times did not have temples, but they worshipped in their homes. So it's like the invading Muslims couldn't like find them out. But when you've got everybody, and these people are really stupid idiots, most of them, I mean just ignorant idiots, when you've got everybody lumped in one area like that, and given the stupidity of these people, okay, like at Aryan Nations, the former Aryan Nations, they were closed down, thank goodness. But at any rate, what happens is the Jews, I mean, they've got all kinds of infiltrators in there because these people are stupid and they're gullible and they're easily led. And they communicate back and forth with the ADL and the government, and whenever they want to, they can go right in there and just level them and kill them all. Okay, back to the article. Another thing I would like to mention is, again, based on a lower level of intelligence, many of these deluded Christian identity fools do not have the intelligence to discern why the Jews are working to destroy Christianity, and so are Satanists. There is this problem on most legitimate IQ tests of being able to discern this sort of situation. Christianity is and always has been a Jewish tool for both total control and to remove spiritual occult knowledge from the Gentile populace. The Jews themselves know Jesus is a lie and a fictitious character for the Goyim. Christianity is a stepping-off point for Jewish communism. For those who still cannot get this, Christianity, because it is not only a lie, but also a stupid one at that, leads to atheism. True atheism is belief only in the material world with removal of any spiritual occult knowledge. This knowledge is then kept in the hands of the Jews, so they have total control, and they themselves, as a collective whole, especially at the top, become God. The Bible, with the fictitious Jewish Nazarene and all the fictitious Jewish patriarchs and heroes, is a very powerful subliminal tool in priming Gentiles, susceptible Gentiles, into accepting Jewish masters. Here is an analogy. Take an individual who has two enemies who wish to destroy him. Just because both wish to destroy him does not in any way make them friends, allies, or working in collusion. It is obvious why Satan wants the Christian religion destroyed. To sum it all up, yes, both Satanists and Jews work for the destruction of Christianity, but for totally and completely different reasons and agendas. Satanists want it gone because it is not only a lie, but a blasphemy to our true Creator and is a mass murdering machine which is an extreme detriment to humanity. The Jews want it gone because it has pretty much done its job by removing all occult knowledge, which is their power, and they wish to institute communism. The majority of Gentiles now are without spiritual knowledge and powerless. These are two totally and opposite agendas which have nothing whatsoever to do with each other. Unfortunately, those who have a low level of intelligence cannot get this. Many of our National Socialist brethren have been the target of Jewish black magic. This is and has been one of the reasons why the Jews have been so overconfident and in control for as long as they have. They throw a curse, and those who do not have this knowledge or power are defenseless against it. Many National Socialist brothers and sisters have been assassinated, such as George Lincoln Rockwell, have wound up serving hard time in prison over false charges, such as Dr. Matt Hale, and there are thousands more. The only thing the Jews really feared was the Third Reich, of whom top leaders were all Satanists. I also might add the top Nazi leaders all had genius above 135 level IQs. That's right. Again, for the double-digit IQs and lazy idiots who spout off at the mouth about what they know nothing of and try to convince others as if it were fact and aid the enemy, I can tell you, Nazi Germany was not Christian by any stretch of the imagination. Those of us with higher intelligence take the time to study, do our own research, and read. For some people, reading and studying the Hitler Youth Manual, which forbade any Hitler Youth member from participating in any Christian ceremony, same as with the SS, is beyond their personal capabilities. I know how painstaking it can be for some to turn off the Jew tube and take about an hour or so to read anything of value. The SS family, available in PDF, is blatant proof of how the Third Reich was working towards abolishing Christianity and returning it to our own original pagan ways. Now, as most of us know, Satanism is a collective label for all the original pagan means Gentile, religions before the coming of Judeo-Christianity, which stole from and corrupted the stolen doctrines of these religions to conform to the Jewish agenda. For more about this, see exposingchristianity.com. Now, for those still too stupid and ignorant to see the light, the actions in Nazi Germany speak volumes. Much of this can be seen on your JewTube or on YouTube here on the internet in video clips and documentaries. The swastika, for one, is a powerful occult symbol. The red, white, and black are colors of Satan, which go all the way back to ancient Egypt. They also go way ancient Egypt, and this article is written a long time ago, and we also found it goes way back to India, where white Aryan peoples originated. They were there originally thousands of years ago, and it stands for the Nadis, the Ida, the Pingala, and the Shushumna. Okay, all right. Well, at any rate, in ancient Egypt, they got the knowledge of this from India, ancient India. And that's why Heinrich Himmler sent an expedition to Tibet, because he knew our people originated in those areas, our white people. All of the Nazi symbols, such as the runic SS lightning bolts, are of Satan. Now, as for sex hang-ups, some people still have, contrary to what some of you still hold on to in trying to convince yourselves, and this is also supported by Jewish programs and intended to delude those of lesser intelligence into believing Nazi Germany had strict sex mores, this is absolutely not true. The SS had their own brothels all over the place. That's right. For those of you who are too stupid to know what a brothel is, it is a house of prostitution. Prostitution was legal in Nazi Germany. Now, there is no way any sane person could call this regime Christian. In addition, there were also places where SS men and women and those of pure German bloodlines would meet to have sex and have babies. There were hundreds of German babies born out of wedlock in the Third Reich. This was also considered an honor. This is quite the contrary of having to have a piece of paper in order to have sex and children. In other words, Jewish approval. Pagan bonfires were also a constant component of Nazi rallies. The Jews, who have an average IQ of 135, which is borderline genius, are obviously not stupid. They call themselves people of the book. I remember when I was at a mandatory Mensa orientation meeting. It took place at the home of this Jewish couple, and I was the only one of three Gentiles out of some 30 to 40 people there. The entire room was chock full of Jews. They have been working overtime to divide and conquer our people any way they can. The fewer our people are in numbers, the less the Jews have to worry about. They work to keep us in small, unorganized splinter groups who engage in petty infighting enough to stop us from doing anything serious or major. A traitor infiltrator knows how to create the right kind of arguments and confusion to hinder any decision making, enough so nothing of any importance ever gets done. And I also want to add American Mensa, and they also got like Minnesota Mensa and stuff by the states, which I was a member of. You have to have an IQ up in the top 2% and above of the population. And in order to get into it, you have to take a supervised IQ test in a room. They had it in the library when I took my test. And as a member of Mensa was there, and he supervised us. He gave us a whole bunch of these tests. Took like over an hour. It was a long time ago. And then it's sent into American Mensa, and they tell you your IQ, and if you have an IQ above the top 2% of the population, they invite you to join. But, I mean, it's rather boring, and that never really did anything, but I'm telling you, it's just full of Jews. I mean, loaded with them. Those people are not stupid. Do not ever underestimate them. Okay, those who adhere to the Jewish-promoted invention of Christian identity are a serious threat to the advancement of National Socialism. They must either be re-educated or booted out. Christianity, regardless of the form it takes, is Jewish. The patriarchs are all Jewish. Everyone of importance in this foul program is Jewish and is held up to high esteem. This lethal genocidal trash is drummed into the minds of Gentiles from childhood, and there is nothing whatsoever spiritual about any of it. This creates a very serious conflict, either consciously and or subconsciously, within the mind of whoever is stupid enough to adhere to this foul kosher program. This conflict is heavily on the side of serving Jewish masters, and the Jews themselves know this. Anyways, who needs idiots? And I also want to mention here that the Jews actually rely on the stupidity of the victims, the people they victimize. Because if people who are educated can think for themselves and can actually read like the Judeo-Christian Bible and all this, I mean, they see that this Christian identity is total trash, and it's another suicidal lethal program. And most of these idiots that adhere to this, they're stupid. I met them. They're stupid. They're low intelligence. Well, anyway, hail Satan.